3 years ago, the jackhammers arrived in the heart of downtown Joliet. The city's construction of Silver Cross Field for the independent minor league club was one in a series of incentives undertaken to improve the city's economic and social climate. The baseball team has drawn well in its first three seasons, producing a winner two of those years. Jackhammer general manager Steve Malliott has also sought out the help of former big leaguers to lure fans. He's the former GM of an Atlanta Braves minor league club based in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
We did a Legends game, mixed more National League versus American League stars. It wasn't specific Cubs, White Sox, or anything like that. But, you know, we started it there, and it was successful, and we kind of found a model that works, a business model, and now we employ that here, and it's been very successful.
And now here is the roster for the Cubs.
With the Jackhammers out of town, more than 6,000 fans filled Silver Cross Field for the stadium's second-ever exhibition contest, the I-55 Classic, a game made up almost entirely of former Cubs and Cardinals players.
You gotta love it when they shoot T-shirts into the crowd, you know? Especially out of a giant hot dog. Doesn't get any better than that.
It was the standing-room-only crowd for Luke Scaccinoci, a Joliet native whose employer, a local carpet company, sponsors the minor league team.
I'm normally a Cubs fan, but, you know, tonight the boss is playing for the Cardinals.
Number 29, Jose Arnell.
I told my boss, I said, you know, when I got a job with you, if my friends would have known that you were a Cardinals fan, they'd have never let me work here for you. But since that's only two people, it'll let it slide.
These are teams made up almost entirely of retired major leaguers. While some of the players filling out the Cardinals roster were former minor leaguers, others included Lee Bailey of Bailey's Carpet One, Scaccinoci's boss, a couple of Pepsi distributor employees, and a local radio DJ. Another on the former Cubs team won his roster spot on eBay. The game took on the slow pace of a traditional old-timers contest. All due respect to a group of retirees mostly in their late 40s to mid-50s. There wasn't much action early on. The Cub bats remained silent, while former Cub pitcher Rick Rushel tossed four scoreless innings.
Do they have the radar gun on you guys?
I hope not. I don't think it registers that low.
Rushel pitched for 19 seasons, including a 20-win campaign with the Cubs in 1977 and a World Series appearance with San Francisco after beating the Cubs in 1989. But he says the longevity was an honor in itself.
I was able to play for a long time. I got the play early in my career against Mays and Aaron, and I got to play with Billy Williams and Ron Santo and Fergie Jenkins, and to me that's probably the highlights of my career. Very fortunate. Very fortunate.
Former White Sox infielder Kelly Dransfeld, who retired from professional baseball last year at the age of 29, clubbed a three-run homer in the top of the fifth inning. Dransfeld, a Joliet native, was used sparingly in four seasons with the White Sox and Texas Rangers.
I'm very satisfied with my career, and it's just fun to come out here and just play for fun again when, you know, back when you're on the little league field and, you know, just out there for fun, and there's not a whole lot of pressure out here.
Dransfeld, who later tacked on two RBI singles in the game, is going back to school. He'll earn his degree in business management in May. Meanwhile, Rushel's counterpart on the mound, former Cardinal starter Bob Forsch, was equal to the task, throwing five scoreless innings. Forsch, who won a World Series title with the Cardinals in 1982, says those now donning the uniform he wore in the 70s and 80s, like St. Louis's Albert Pujols, or any other young ballplayer for that matter, have brought a different look and sense of excitement to the game.
I think the athletes are better. I think they take better, you know, better care of themselves than we did.
Happy, Brian.
And, they're... I don't know. There's a reason that they're hitting more home runs. It's not all to do with drugs and all that stuff.
But,
you know, I think the athletes are just better prepared now than probably when we played.
Back on the field, the Classic Cardinals weren't nearly done with Dransfeld's homer. Cards players continued to feast on the pitching of former Cub Milt Pappas, and it was 9-0 Redbirds by the end of the sixth inning. The Cubs didn't break through until former outfielder Keith Moreland hit a three-run shot. Now broadcasting football for the University of Texas Longhorns, Moreland says one of the greatest honors of his 12-year career was putting a quality product on the diamond at Wrigley Field again.
I mean, I really feel like that our 83, 84, 85 team sort of set the program to where it is now, where it's a packed house. When I first played here in 82, we had 30,000 opening day and 1,500 the second day. So to see the changeover to where we started putting people in the stands, that's a fun of being a part of that changeover.
Moreland was a member of the 1984 Cubs Division Champion team. The game fell out of reach late as the Cardinals tacked on 9 runs in the final 3 innings. Few in the field or stands really cared about the final outcome, an 18-4 clubbing of the former Cubs. What brought out the fans was perhaps an autograph and a chance to see their heroes in action again. And for the players, a chance to catch up with the guys they used to work with for nearly 8 months each year. Another Joliet native, former pitcher Steve Parrish of the Cardinal team, says he's never lost sight of the fact that he and many teammates spent their summers playing a game.
Playing in the big leagues is fun. And if anybody tells you any different, you know, they're crazy. It's definitely work. People don't realize that it is your job, and it is a lot of work to get to where you're at and stay there. But it's a good time, and I wouldn't give it up for anything.
In Joliet, I'm Jeff Bosher.
And also, fans, make sure to stop by the silent auction table located on the concourse in front of the pro shop. The silent auction bidding will end immediately after the 15th.